It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Welcome to this episode of Kennedy Saves the World. Joining me now is someone who single-handedly put up the bond for President Trump in his fraud trial. It's Jimmy Failla.
Bang! There it is.
From Fox Across America and Fox News Saturday Night.
You're welcome, Big Don.
Also the author of the best-selling Cancel Culture Dictionary.
Bang!
Now in 14 languages.
That's funny. That is interesting that you say that.
Not Braille, because you canceled Braille on the book, which I thought was rude.
They had to go. I've had it. I was always perplexed because the ATM, the drive-up ATM, does have Braille on it. Mm-hmm. And that's been a common thread amongst comics over the years. We've always talked about why it's there. Who is driving up? Who's driving up to an ATM and requires Braille? For real. No one ever talks about the massive cash withdrawals of Stevie Wonder to finance his gambling debts. He'd drive right up to the Citizens Bank ATM. Like, Stevie, not again! They didn't have the Braille there, they wouldn't be enabling him.
How would he know how to get the money out?
It's unbelievable, apparently. I don't know. Is he fake? I don't know what's going on.
They don't have enough drive-up ATMs.
Another smooth entrance into the show for us, huh? Good to see you two.
So, Jimmy, do you want to talk about President Trump or do you want to talk about President Taylor?
Oh.
Because both parties have reason to celebrate.
Oh.
Taylor Swift looks great in a bikini and President Trump can still afford to buy anyone he wants a bikini because he's not going to have to pay $454 million. They cut what is due to post bond by 62%. That's a big deal.
That's a big number.
This chair sounds like I'm farting.
It does. And it's not.
Wait, hold on.
I like that.
That's not farts.
No, but I like that because we famously once told someone you sell farts in a jar for a living. And the person was so invested in the story. And it ends. This is at O'Hare International Airport. It ends as just as we get off the train, the guy grabs me and goes, after you leave the tram, he goes, now, supposing I wanted to buy one of them for a friend as a gift. I was like, so this whole time we were laughing about your mock farts in a jar business. This guy was like, I'm in.
A woman came up to me the show in Carson City this weekend, after the Q&A, because she wanted it to be a private conversation. She grabbed my arm. She goes, dear, how many jars of farts have you sold?
Kennedy is going to be on a show called Shard Tank.
Stay with me, Mr. Wonderful. Stay with me.
All the investors are in. Since we're talking finance, I'm going to try to reel this back to the Trump thing first. Then we should do Taylor Swift. We owe it to the American
people. We do. They need this, Jim.
First of all, the Trump thing was pretty funny because somebody asked him. He had a presser after this event at 1 o'clock today. He spoke at 40 Wall Street. And the guy goes, now that the bond has been lowered, are you going to start investing cash into your campaign? And he goes, that's none of your business. So I was like, yeah, that's great. I do miss the contentious press conference because we don't have that right now.
We really don't.
That was the first thing.
We've got a president who writes people's names where they work on a little index card.
They gave me a little list of who I'm going to call on.
And I know what you're going to ask.
Yeah, he has the name. He has the outlet.
Because if people screamed out at Joe Biden the way they do Trump, he would seize up.
Yes. Now, to be clear, the media has asked Biden tough questions lately, like, what is your name? As you know, where do you live? He's like,
what year is this?
That's gotcha journalism. But no, listen.
Am I vice president still?
This whole Trump thing, and I consider us in media the voices of reason.
Oh, God.
It is true that we're screwed. But we're not screwed because of that. Because our brand we're the chill out people. We say this all the time.
We're Chuck Chill Out.
Yeah, we're second gear. Mm-hmm. We're trying to calm people down. Yeah. We're not shock jocks. Yeah. We're not trying to win the click battle by saying provocative things about the other side. What we do will age really well because we don't take any inauthentic positions.
Although souping is the key after 50. Click here and I'll tell you why.
All right. But enough about that flamingo you put in your garden to attract like-minded neighbors on a Thursday night. But stick with me, folks. Stick with me. There is this manufactured hysteria that surrounds Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. Okay. And what I mean by a manufactured hysteria is there's only been one Trump. Meaning prior to getting into politics, he could be an a-hole. He was given to bombast on a comical level. He obviously has the thinnest skin we've ever seen. He has a weapons-grade ego. That is the only Trump we've ever known. If you've known him to be a media figure
okay,
for the past 40 years.
Okay, can I just add something to that? Because complaining about Trump's bombast is like complaining there's too much chocolate in your brownies.
Yeah. it's part
like,
of the recipe.
It's implicit in browniness.
Of course. But when he entered politics, all of the people who hung out with him and either tolerated it or were indifferent to it or in some points endeared by it suddenly asked us all to pretend, and we couldn't. So they asked us all to pretend, this guy runs a cult. He's an existential threat to the country. He wants to kill all of us. He's going to get us into wars. He's going to bankrupt the economy.
It's going to be a bloodbath.
They did say bloodbath, as you know.
Yeah.
And a lot of us just couldn't. It was a triple Lindy, and a lot of us couldn't pull the Thornton melon and complete the dive because it was like, okay, we know a lot of what you're saying about Trump is true. But that doesn't make him the thing you're asking us to believe he is. But because they manufactured that hysteria and did live in a term, you know, we use the term echo chamber, but in a lot of ways they did. Mm-hmm. Okay. And in their echo chamber, they believed that the rest of the country felt the way they did about him. So they thought charging someone with the financial equivalent of murder, even though there was no dead body, was reasonable. But it wasn't reasonable to not to the appellate court, not to most people. And it doesn't mean we're on board with everything Trump says. But if you're going to bankrupt somebody, in effect, give their business the death penalty, but we don't actually have an aggrieved class, meaning a bank or a lender, then you have charged someone with murder.
Yeah, I mean,
but
if you look
dead.
At someone like Bernie Madoff.
Yeah.
So many victims.
Actually, yeah, defrauded people and took their life savings and stuff like that. The people Trump did business with, the aggrieved parties in this class would be willing to do more business with him.
Yes.
Which is not like a Stockholm syndrome. It's a he paid things on time. And that's the part that they need to make peace with is Trump is so many things that might rub people the wrong way, but it doesn't make him the thing they say he is. And it doesn't make his supporters the thing that they say they are. Okay, a lot of them really want to feed their family, not get mugged on the way to the bodega or the Bogota, if Joe Biden is listening, as you know. And they're just like reasonable people. But that's the part of this manufactured
but
hysteria.
But it used to be, if you wanted those things, it was like, well, you're racist.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
You know, if you want crime-free streets and a successful business and a secure border, then you're racist.
You
there's something
some
wrong
kind of
with you. You're a hateful person.
Dude,
you're literally Hitler.
They were calling this all weekend. They were calling today Caesarpalooza. They thought there was a world where we were going to get out of bed today and see like padlocked assets when asset forfeiture and stuff of this magnitude takes months. He can appeal that too.
Yes.
There's tenants in the buildings that have rights, but their own hysteria.
I mean, the squatters have more rights than the
think
tenants.
About that.
It's all like all the deplorable MAGA crowd to just go into Trump Tower, find me up the offices.
It's squat.
Yeah.
If Trump was smart, he would sell Trump Tower right now and come back in the morning as a squatter.
Yep.
He's just like, you can't kick me out.
You can't. I dare you to try it in under 30 days.
And again,
never going to happen.
That's not you and I saying we co-sign every word out of the guy's mouth. That's just us saying, hey, man, what they're doing here is kind of unhinged.
This is the system that they created.
Yes. And it's so crazy.
But they're it's still mind-boggling to me that we've got months and months and months. Like they just realize, like,
months.
Oh my God, he's the nominee. And we have to stop bad-mouthing. Like every Democrat who's been bad-mouthing Biden is either someone they're going to swap in magically at the last minute.
Yeah.
Now they realize like, oh my God.
We got 7 months.
I don't have any pull in this party. No one's listening to me.
Nobody.
We are stuck with this guy.
Nobody. Nobody. And that's the reality is I don't think any of these charges were brought for any other purpose than to cost him the nomination. Because they were looking for that enough is enough vote where people are like, come on, it's always something with this Trump guy. We got to get rid of him already. It's never going to go away. But it didn't go away. And now some of these trials will have to go through. But more importantly, the election will go through. I think in a lot of ways, to me, this is just me. I think it reads like the Russian collusion narrative, which was the process was the punishment. They clearly didn't design that probe to get to an end where Robert Mueller would speak coherently on a stand and nail his nuts to the wall. Because when you watch Robert Mueller's testimony, I mean, as delusional people go, you'd call it, what, a 9 on a scale of 1 to Biden. I mean, it was he hadn't read it. He didn't know what was going on. Robert Mueller was the guy we always talk about in Hot Shots. Remember the Lloyd Bridges character? How are you, Chuck? Hawaii. shoot, I'm supposed to be in Oklahoma. That was Mueller. He didn't know. But they invested so much emotion in their own BS.
Yeah.
And that's where they were on this.
Don't go anywhere. More Kennedy Saves the World right after this.
I'm Emily Campagno, host of the Fox True Crime Podcast. January 26th, 1988 was a cold and suspiciously quiet night at the Indianapolis Police Department, but the frigid night took a chilling turn with news of a triple homicide. This week, I'm joined by retired Sergeant Judd Green for a look back at this savage case. Available now on Apple, Spotify, and foxnewspodcast.com.
So there's, I don't doubt.
As opposed to Robert Herr, he went before Congress and knew every single footnote.
Every word of every paragraph of every page of every statute.
Yeah, and then he was able to correct people in real time because they had misquoted at least part of the report or something that he said, or even the intent of a paragraph. He's like, no, I can actually direct you to exactly what it says.
Yes.
He was one of the best prepared witnesses I had seen. In stark contrast to the, did you see the Olympian cross country skier?
Oh, with John Kennedy.
He got grilled by John. I watch that video at least twice a day. It's just so wonderful.
I love John Kennedy.
I'm not an economist.
And I usually block anything in my feed with the word Kennedy in it. But I will
tell RFK Jr. because he's a fan.
Yeah, thank you.
Frankly.
Can we just acknowledge one thing? John Kennedy has the accent of the one state trooper you don't want to get pulled over by. Oh, sure are a long way from New York City, boy. Like, oh, this is going to end bad.
Why don't you go ahead and pop the trunk for me?
This is going to end bad. So the Trump thing is like, people on the left, this should be their moment where they kind of decelerate and go like, okay, maybe we are getting a little carried away here.
Yeah.
Because it reads as such, because I believe this case is going to get thrown out in the end because he didn't defraud anybody if the banks and commercial real estate as a whole are on board with his behavior.
I don't know if they did a good enough job, speaking of Kevin O'Leary, you know, he was the one who pointed out every real estate developer does the exact same thing.
Anyone who borrows
money does the same thing.
Everyone.
They essentially inflate the number correlated to their wealth so they can borrow more money.
They're
not borrowing more money to steal it, to abscond with it, and go build a beautiful mansion in the Bahamas. No, they're actually investing in properties and building skyscrapers so businesses can move in and house their workers and manufacture things and sell goods and services.
Imagine.
It's capitalism.
No, of course. And that's how commercial real estate works. So when they take something like business as usual and try to turn it into like a threat to democracy, that's a hysteria. These are people that are not well. So I'm hoping this might be that moment, you know, the old find Jesus a little late in the service type thing.
Sure.
Maybe this is that moment.
Jesus is sitting there in a very comfortable sarong and flip-flops going, I'm here.
He's just been here the whole time. Yeah, he doesn't care.
I don't care.
He's like, I live in a cave. You can't devalue it.
Mad.
It doesn't matter. I mean, to that point, really quick, one other nugget then. If Mar-a-Lago was really worth $18 million, my radio callers brought this up. If you want us to believe it's worth $18 million, shouldn't he be getting back a massive tax refund? Because they're not paying property taxes on an $18 million property. They're paying property taxes on something that's worth like $200 million.
Yes, absolutely.
So are we going to start a GoFundMe to reimburse Trump for his taxes? We should go do that across the street at MSNBC.
So many people on my X feed said that if they win the Powerball, they're giving the money to President Trump. And he's going to do so much good with that. Just charitable works.
I didn't realize how many Newsmax anchors were in your X feed. I had no idea. I'm kidding.
I was just dying for that. It's like, oh, that's so sweet.
It is. It's adorable.
People are so naive. Mm. I really love them, though. But Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce.
Mm-hmm. So
just
they're
cavorting.
Yeah.
Speaking of the Bahamas mansion.
Oh, how about it? So she's in a
talk about a rum runner, Jim.
Hey, girl. She's in a bikini. He's in a nice. I want to talk about this. There's a lot of attention paid to her bikini, but let's talk about his trunks, too. He's in a respectable trunk. He's in like a thigh length trunk. I mean, he's not showing knee because you shouldn't be. You shouldn't have shorts longer than your knees, which is the official bathing suit of guys my age who have let themselves go.
Surf trunks.
Yeah, yeah. No. He's in a very respectable trunk, which I can get behind. We don't need a Speedo.
I mean it's fine for some.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Fine, fair.
For him in this context.
Hairy tight end, we don't want to see in a Speedo.
No, he's hairier than I thought, though.
Weren't you surprised by that?
Yes.
He looks European.
I actually thought that he was wearing a chest marker.
Yeah, he looks like he's doing. So me and my buddy Dean call it a fat sexy. There's a thing European guys do. It's only European guys fill it off. Usually Greek guys, too. We call it a fat sexy, where they'll be fat, okay, hairy, but they wear two chains and they walk around with a ton of confidence. Uh-huh. And it's some, and they usually have like a gorgeous supermodel type chick with them.
Yeah.
He kind of does a fat sexy, but he's in shape. So it's a weird fat sexy.
But it's interesting because he's in shape as he has to be.
Yeah.
Like Tom Brady wasn't chiseled, yeah, but he said that was by design because he didn't want to have too much muscle mass because it would actually slow down his flexibility.
Mm-hmm.
Like he needed to be able to move. And if he was too muscular at his age, it would like restrict him.
Mm-hmm.
Mahomes is the same way.
Yeah.
Because he's a little bit what you would think is doughy, but they're more about function.
Yeah. You don't want to be jacked.
And Travis Kelce just looks like a guy that works out as little as possible.
Travis Kelce with no shirt on looks like he works the Ferris wheel at a traveling carnival. It's weird because of his hair and his goatee and everything else. Are you going to tell me he couldn't be working one of those rides that turns into a truck and moves on to the next town when some kid flies into the parking lot? Like, where are we heading next, boss? I've been to those rides. I've been to those carnivals. So it's nice. And it seems like they're lasting, you know, beyond what a lot of people expect to celebrity shelf life for a couple to be.
Yeah.
I don't think it's two things. First of all, I can't put myself inside their relationship. But even if it wasn't legit, he can't leave because he does like this relevance.
Oh, sure.
And he gets it. There's a specific relevance from her that she doesn't get from him. Meaning she's as relevant as she's going to be no matter where she goes. He's kind of gaining more, I think, by association. So he's never leaving.
No, why would he?
I know.
Because he, you know, it's like also his shelf life has almost expired.
Yeah.
Like he doesn't
mid-30s
have
NFL
10
tight
more
end.
Years in the NFL.
Not a lot of 40-year-old tight ends in the NFL.
His brother retired at like the perfect moment in his career.
Yeah, got out in time before the CTE kicked in and he beat up Santa at like a children's school visitors snapped and clotheslined a lunch lady. You know, we all know this stuff goes on. Nobody likes to talk about it. I'm looking out. I'm trying to bring some attention to the cause here. Unbelievable.
No, in LA, like LA is just riddled with former NFL players who are now homeless and, you know, knocking down liquor stores and, you know, different retail establishments, waving guns around in intersections.
There's a lot of things.
But enough about Martin Lawrence.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Yeah.
Martin Lawrence. He's going to be in Bad Thems 3. Can they make Bad Boys? It's 2024.
Absolutely
can you make Bad Boys?
No.
He's going to be in Bad Persons because they're doing a remake with
Will
Smith.
Did you see Olivia Colman said that she would? So Olivia Colman was the second queen in the Crown series. She was in seasons 3 and 4. And she was also, she won an Academy Award for playing a different queen in The Favorite.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so funny because she said that if she were Oliver Coleman, meaning if she were a man, she would be making so much more money. And everyone's like, shut up.
Wait, what?
Like, you've won every award. You're worth so much money. She wasn't being like a feminist trailblazer.
Yeah.
She was just complaining.
Yeah, like what are we talking about? Everyone keeps doing this thing where people who are symbols of success are selling us oppression. It's the thing Prince Harry and Meghan Markle did that alienated us so.
Yes.
Is they're married in and born into spectacular prosperity, but wanted people living paycheck to paycheck to feel bad for them.
But even privilege, like the kind of privilege that rich people can't buy.
Yeah.
And they have it. She would have it her whole life.
Yeah.
But now they fight for relevance. And I hate to say it, and this may sound very callous, but they were hoping to score a win out of this whole Kate-spiracy thing.
Like if something went sideways with their relationship, they'd be like, we're the better
people. Yeah, we told you so. We told you he was awful and she's awful. And it's like, bro, she's been out of sight because she's healing from surgery and cancer.
She's dealing
like,
with
you're
something.
You're an awful person.
She's not sitting in a backyard of a $40 million property with Oprah talking about being oppressed.
Oh,
do you remember that?
I can't believe it. It's so hard.
It's so funny. But that's the thing. It brings us full circle. People have no self-awareness. And I think to people who are reasonably balanced emotionally, they look back at this Trump persecution as they might not even like Trump, but they're like, wow, this looks really like unhealthy. This looks not good. And I think they have that same takeaway when they look at a Meghan Markle. And I think they have that same takeaway when they look at Travis Kelce's chest hair. You got to trim that in. It's not reasonable. And I'm pro chest hair. I like a fat sexy. Me and Dean talk about this every year. We like around like April. We're like, all right, if you're not in shape by Memorial Day, you're not going to be in shape this
Absolutely
summer.
Absolutely not.
So we always talk about like when we're just going to commit to a fat sexy for the summer. Yeah. If you're not going to turn that corner.
No. Are you going to be a Leonardo DiCaprio for the summer? Because that's fine. Like that works for him. He's got total dad bod.
No, you can eat. Well, yeah. No, but there's two Wolf of Wall Street angles. You're either Leonardo DiCaprio or you're Jonah Hill. And oddly enough, Jonah Hill now skinnier than Leonardo DiCaprio. Down is up. Up is down. Yeah. I can't.
Oh, Zepic for the win, party people.
There it is.
All right, thanks, Jim. Have a great week. This has been Kennedy Saves the World, along with Jimmy Failla. I'm Kennedy.
Listen ad-free with a Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts, and Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app. Oh, go ahead and leave me a review while you're there. I'd love to hear what you have to say. You've been listening to Kennedy Saves the World on the Fox News Podcast Network.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.